Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, no matter where you are, no matter when you are, actually, or dimension, whatever, welcome to Nightlight. Welcome, light workers, light body energies, seekers of the light, watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers and querents, journeymen and journeyers, seekers, star children, and philosophers, and all those seeking reason and magic in these times of awakening, evolution, and transformation. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and along with Jeannie, we invite you to come in out of the mainstream and gather around our nightlight in the darkness and confusion of the times. The show represents a sort of pit stop on your cosmic journey, so sit back, share your light with other light-minded people, gather for a time, and be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change. This is our own very small oasis in the turmoil that we call creation. Share with us your light, we'll share ours with you, and with any luck, we can generate enough light to not only light our ways, but provide light enough for others who are seeking as well. These journeys that we're on began a very long time ago and will continue long after this lifetime has faded into memory. So gathering together as we do every week generates energy that can and is drawn on by countless others. Coming together and blending our lights creates energy that serves not only ourselves, but humanity as well. If you'd like to learn more about me, I invite you to visit my website, barbaradelong.com. Ton of information there. And it fills you in on everything that I'm doing and what activities are going on and all sorts of cool stuff like that. There's also on the other shows that I do, of which I'm really very honored to be included in. On the first Tuesday and the last Thursday of the month, I co-host with Lizzie Starr and her daughter Adele on Almost Heaven with Lizzie Starr and Adele. And that's a wonderful show that has a tremendous amount of spirituality woven into it. And it also, we do free readings and there's spiritual insight and there's all sorts of wonderful information that is shared. So I invite you to tune into Almost Heaven every Tuesday and Thursday from 2 to 4 Eastern Time. And if you want to find me there, it's the first Tuesday and the last Thursday of the month. Let me see. There are a couple of other ones this coming Thursday. This coming Tuesday I'll be on Almost Heaven, and Thursday I'll be on Cindy Plume's show at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also on Wednesday night, I'll have Nightlight Matrix up on Wednesday night, 8 to 10. And we're going to be talking to John Nowinski about paranormal investigations, ghost hunting, and all sorts of cool stuff. So I invite you to join us, because it's going to be a most interesting show. And then on the 10th, a week from today, James Luce is going to join me again, and we're going to have a wonderful time doing past lives for people. So if you're at all interested in past lives, that's the show to hit. Jeannie is in the chat room, and though she doesn't read, she can answer most of your questions as far as where are you in the queue and stuff like that. Couple of other things I wanted to call your attention to. If you want a reading, the call-in number is 347-857-2139. The line does get quite long towards the end of the show, so if you're interested in getting a reading, I suggest you call in and get in the queue. There are a few people there now, but there's certainly room for more. On my website, I did mention that I do have one. It's barbaradulong.com, and I do forecasts for every month of the year. And just so that you don't have to go all the way to my website and click on it, I'm going to share with you what the forecast for May is. And this is sort of a cosmic weather report. It gives you an idea as to what the energies are going to be doing, and, deal with them as you will. So May, this is a month focused upon understanding and insight. A greater sensitivity awakens within all of us, and there is deeper understanding not only of ourselves, but in others as well. A new inclination to reach out to others sweeps over us, and we find that the element of compassion opens us to new dimensions of understanding and of our purpose and direction for this lifetime. There are greater nuances present in our everyday life than ever before, recognized, and that recognition opens us to a greater spiritual essence that has always been there but not acknowledged. We look upon our realities from a new perspective and find that there has always been an underlying current of energy that we had not before noticed. We will find that the spiritual has greater impact upon our evolution, even though we externally may not acknowledge it. A time for light, casting out shadows, and bringing clarity of vision sharper than ever before. This is also a time for the expansion of the intellect, a time to renew wisdoms gathered long ago and incorporate them into this lifetime. There is much growth available to all. The veils between the dimensions of time grow thinner, and those gifts and talents gained in lifetimes past are more available to us than ever before. There will be curiosity and a draw to new areas of creative expression. This time won't be one of learning something new, but one of remembering what you already know that is carried deep within. Learning on any level and any direction is appropriate, so long as it's legal. There is new excitement within those who are working with a light. This is a time when talents and gifts begin to manifest. Now is the time to learn how to use those gifts in a way that is appropriate for this time frame. A challenge, but an exciting one. There is an excitement in the energy of the month. All will experience to one degree or another the need to stretch themselves, to go outside their comfort zones and try something new. Many will find the idea of doing this very intriguing and exciting. Even those who are naturally timid will find the courage to reach for new dimensions within their lives. These will be the most fun to watch, for the excitement and joy will absolutely make them glow. Taking on new directions and or skills will make way for other challenges in life. The further you reach, the greater and richer what you gather will be. This is also a time to focus on your work or career. a time to apply yourself with greater fervor than ever before. Whatever it is you do for a living, push a little harder and give a little more than usual. The rewards will come almost immediate, and they can and should be life-changing. Focus on your direction and don't let yourself be distracted this month, for there is a need to shine in what you do so that you can move into a greater capacity. For this short period of time, your work becomes the foundation, so make sure it is solid so that you can build for tomorrow on it. This is not to say that whatever you do is forever, but for now, it's important that you function as if it is. Body, mind, and spirit flow together and weave a fabric of life that is strong and vibrant. This is a time when the inner balance brings new adventure and insight into your life. This is a time when greater stability is felt and new directions call to all of us. This new balance allows us to be adventurous, and move into new directions. Within, there are new aspects that come to the fore and can be most intriguing. Understand that those gifts brought through time need to be altered to serve this time. So be creative and be guided by that master within to open new creative channels for the spiritual to work through. Cool stuff. And it always amazes me when I write those forecasts. They usually get written almost a whole year in advance. So it's really very amazing to me to see how they do apply to my life. So that, you know, I know in some direction they apply. So it should be interesting to see how you can fit whatever is occurring into your life into those elements as well. I encourage you to, you know, give me feedback. I love to get feedback. And let me know how it does apply. I think for quite a while, I think Jeannie and a few other people were really trying to chart it for me, because I think it's always interesting to see how many different ways the same words can apply to different people's lives and how they can be altered because of it. Okay, I do want to remind you that next week James Luce will be here, but for today it's just me and Jeannie, so we're going to plow right in. And we've got Caroline in New Jersey. Hi, Caroline. How are you today?
Oh, hi. Good afternoon, Barbara. I'm just wonderful. And how are you? You sound good.
I am spectacular.
Oh, I love that word. It sounds very Hollywood.
Oh, God.
I
am definitely not red carpet material today, but I do have a garden and I have been able to work in it. So I am I'm clean, but I sure, you know, I'm not fit for company that's actually going to see me, that's for sure.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love gardening. Oh, that's okay. We have an image of you, and it's still like with the flowers in your hand. A diva. We see you as a diva.
Okay. You know, it's really funny. I have always fought against putting up a picture of me anywhere, because I thought it was much more fun to have people, you know, form an image in their heads as opposed to see a picture and say, oh, my God, that's her. So,
no. Beauty,
oh, yeah.
Within. Beauty is within. Is that what they say?
Well, listen, after 69, trust me, beauty is within.
you don't sound 69 anyway.
Oh, every day of it,
oh,
yes.
That's beautiful.
How can I help today?
Well, just like your May, you know, your forecast, it kind of applies already to me, because my question is regarding career, you know. I've been doing a couple of things and making a change, you know, all to make a change and all as a light worker. But now I want to know, and I've been asking for the past few, you know, days before I go to bed and throughout the day, what's next? I ask the universe, what's next? So if you could just give me a little picture, I'll be most grateful. And if my angels come through, that's even better. Whatever comes through, I'm happy.
Well, from what I've got down here, as far as the cards go, this is a time where there's amazing change here, and it's Phoenix rising change. So what you're doing is you're really letting go of what doesn't work, and you're really expanding on what does work. And it does feel here as though this is a time of amazing growth, shift, and change for you. And you know, I almost want to say that I would love, I don't know what you do, but I can tell you that what you do on a physical level, your mundane job, the universe doesn't care what you do so long as you know you're able to keep a roof over your head and stuff like that, and it's legal, of course. but it does feel as though the March time frame had you crossing into a threshold into a new dimension of understanding of yourself and your purpose this lifetime and the journey that your spirit is on, and then you came into April where there was the beginning where you began to manifest a whole lot of new qualities of yourself, and I would say that May is going to be a time where you're working very hard to incorporate everything, to weaving things together, to making things flow more easily in your life, and then as you hit June, you have freedom, you set yourself free. So I'm not saying you have to quit your job, but I am. Are you?
No, I'm a queen myself. I work very hard all my life, but right now I've been off for a while. But by choice.
I think that's appropriate because this is a time frame where you're working on yourself and it's hard to work on yourself if you have other things pulling at your coattails. I would say, well, you know, given the best of all possible worlds, I wouldn't put you back to work until the first of the year.
You mean 2014? Wow.
Yeah, that is next year. And I'll tell you why. You're shifting and you're changing so dramatically. You're stretching yourself intellectually, and you're allowing the spiritual to guide the intellectual, which is a very rare thing.
Yes.
So that you're doing is you are being drawn naturally to those elements that you need to open yourself to and embrace and incorporate into, you know, the totality of that who and what you are. You have a lot of work ahead of you, and it feels like it's definitely work, but it feels as though it's so exciting for you.
I know. I have an idea of what I want. You know, I've already begun a couple of things. What I want to do is start my own public relations firm, but for light workers, to market them, have events for them, get them out into the public versus just having the Doreen Virtues and Dr. Wayne Dyer. There's plenty of us out here with new skills and a new message. And I got the goosebumps as I'm telling you this. So for anyone that's out there, that's what I want to do. That's in a nonprofit organization to help the victims here in the Jersey Shore. Because
well,
of this farm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm in Connecticut. Yes, I remember that storm. I think that your intent is phenomenal, and I think getting a website up so people can either sign up for it or whatever. And the only thing that I would caution you about is that you like to have things absolutely, totally organized, complete, and pristine before you put them up and out there. And if you wait for that to happen, you know, you'll be in three lifetimes from now.
I'm a Libra. Yeah, I'm a Libra. Everything has to be a balance. But I understand because right now I'm in that dilemma. I already have a few people. But I'm thinking to myself, I don't have a website ready. I don't have this ready. I didn't start the company. I didn't do an LLC yet. It's all of these things to start the company. But meanwhile, I have three people already.
Well, I would say, you know, get a front page of a website up and just say on the bottom of it, this is a work in process. Check back later.
That's cool.
And you know, check out places like Bob Olson's Psychic Directory. And, you know, I mean, just not necessarily to find people as much as to see how he has organized it as far as, you know, what psychics are in your area and things like that. I would, you know, and certainly the way that he generates money, I'm not 100% in favor of either. So, but his, you know, I certainly would say check out how he set it all up, because it really does work well. You can go into any state in the union and you can pull up the psychics that are, you know, available in that particular area and locale, and that's a great thing.
Bob Olson, O-L-S-E-N.
Yeah, if you go to my website, if you go to my website, I am on that directory, and you can just, you know, go scroll down on the front page and click into Bob Olson's directory.
Oh, my gosh. I just had a thought. If I ever have an event in New York City, we're kind of close. That's kind of – I love Connecticut, by the way, come the summer. Maybe you can come.
I absolutely. I may sign
we
up. You never know.
Else. I love that. I love Connecticut, by the way.
Connecticut's beautiful. It really is.
Yeah.
So anyhow, I would say put your bare bones up there, and then you can hang whatever, you know, frou-frous you want to as you come up on them. But every website out there is really a work in process. You know, none of them are ever finished. Mine keeps growing all the time. And it's just, you know, you just keep adding to it. You know, it's not like you have to say it's 5 pages or 20 pages or 100 pages. It just, happily, the internet is so big that you can just keep going forever. My husband's website is 10,000 pages.
Oh, wow. That's
so good. You know, there's plenty of room, and they don't charge you by the page. So so anyhow, what I'm seeing here is the next 6 months, 7 months are going to be months in which you're so busy on you know, evolving all of this stuff and helping it to manifest into your reality. By the time you get to December, that's where I see the inner restlessness. That's where I see you wanting to move and make things happen and stuff like that. And
that's wonderful.
I would say that you've got a lot of really good material here. And I would
beautiful.
Just sort of, I would sort of just let it, you know, you have an idea as to what you want it to be, but that limits it to this reality. If you just let it become what it's supposed to be, it will transcend into a greater dimension.
Love that. Love it. That's what it's all about. Growing and going to a new dimension. That's what I'm about anyway. That is so, Barbara, that is so beautiful. You know, I've always had hope on, you know, for everything in my life and given hope to other people, but I never really put myself up there. You know, I could have done this like, you know, 20 years ago, but I was always putting other people first. But now it's like, no, I'm going to put my name. You know, somebody already told me, don't put your name on that company. And I said, nope. I said, I'm empowered now. I never put my name up before, but now I am. I have an identity, because before everybody was more important than I was. Now I'm like so proud to say, Caroline Oliveira, Public Relations Integrated Marketing Firm. That's me.
Sounds cool.
Isn't it? Thank you, Barbara. I love talking to you, by the way.
Well, thank you so very much, and keep me posted on how things are going. And if there's
so
any way I can help, you know, let me know.
Thank you, Barbara. You already are helping.
Well, great. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
It is so much fun talking to people who are so excited about life and spiritually growing and all of the magic that happens. I love magic. Magic is it makes life so much more interesting. And even when things don't go the way we think they should, they often take a twist that is really more impressive than our concept or our thought of what reality was going to be. So we've got Tina here. Hi, Tina. What's going on with you?
Many blessings. Thank you for taking my call. I had a question. I wanted to get your what you're picking up on this. I don't know if this was a dream or if this was something that was really happening, but it was between 4 and 5 a.m. this morning, and I was asleep, and I heard somebody introducing themselves to me as an ascended master, and I think he said his name was Orion, and he said he would be working with me. So this morning I looked him up on the internet, and I've been thinking about this all day, and I was wondering, was this real, and or was I dreaming, and what your take is on it?
Well, you have to understand, dreaming isn't our imagination playing tricks on us. Dreaming is where we are in alpha or beta or REM, but our consciousness is so at ease that that's when we get things filtered through that come from either our past life experiences or our spiritual teachers or guides or people on the other side. So was it real? I'd say yes, it was real. And what did you say his name was?
I believe he said his name was Orion, and I remember thinking, oh, I know, I've known a woman for 4 years who says that's her guide. Okay. Wow. You know, I was excited, and it was just short and simple, and I looked him up to see, you know, who is he, and, you know, what he's all about. And, you know, I've been doing a lot of blessings on my land, and
yeah,
a lot of planting flowers, envisioning an archangel on every blade of grass, and really just praying for healing for whatever took place in the past that's caused so much negativity. And I feel a shift in the house and also within me as I transcend a lot of things that were holding me back that I allowed because
mm-hmm.
of my fear. I've been just stepping into change, and I thought, wow, I'm excited about it. And do you see an open line of communication beginning to happen real soon between us?
Gosh, let me see. How do I put this? Because I know Walking in the Light is talking about lots of people channel Orion. And, this will slightly differ from probably what the general consensus of opinion is, but then lots of the stuff I say does. So, you know, were you introduced to him as Orion? Absolutely. But I think you misunderstood slightly, because I think he said he was an Orion.
Oh, when you said that, you're giving me validation, because I wasn't sure if I confused the name.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean he's a light being, or am I?
No. Yes, ascended master. But Orion is a level of master, not a particular master.
Oh, wow.
It's sort of like
that's.
I don't know what to compare it to. Let me see. A Knight's Templar. He's not a Knight's Templar, but he is a level of Ascended Master, and Orion is a level of Ascended Master. It's a level of mastershiphood stuff. I'm not putting
it
as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. No, I know I'm going to download this again, because you know, I was introduced to Gabriel back in
mm-hmm.
2010, and when I asked in the morning, you know, who was the guy, I got an immediate response. So when I asked this morning and there was no response, I thought, maybe I'm partially right and partially wrong. I feel like I could have gotten the name mixed up, but maybe Barbara can help me out here.
Well, I think when you have Gabriel and when you have Michael and all, those are levels of mastership, not just one particular spirit. That's a level of ascended master. And
I call them in a lot.
I mean, it's the same thing as Saint Michael. You have to, you know, while I know a lot of people, you know, say Saint Michael guides them, Saint Michael this, Saint Michael that. I'm not saying that level of consciousness isn't there. I'm saying that individual person, spirit, whatever, you have to understand that that we identify these people, these spirits, these ascended masters, if you will, we give them a name because that's important to us here. But basically, they don't have, you know, Sam, Joe, John, Jim, you know, Clyde. They don't have individual names. They have the level of mastership they're on. It's sort of like, you know, Reiki 1, 2, or 3. If you're a Reiki master, you don't take the name of your master. You know, that's just the level of achievement you've ascended to.
Okay.
So you have an Orion ascended master. You are working on that Orion consciousness level. Does that make more sense?
Yeah, it does. I've been
and this can also explain, like, it also, you know, it's sort of like, well, if your friend is working with Orion and you're working with Orion, there may be times he says different things to different people. So it's that level of consciousness you're dealing with, and sometimes the information, the guidance given one person is not the same guidance that is given to another one. It doesn't mean that one is right and one is wrong. It just means that you got what was appropriate for your level of consciousness at that time.
Yes, I'm understanding, and I've been calling in. You know, like you said, they don't have individual names, but we like to give them names, a whole
mm-hmm.
fleet of archangels, just to be with me each day as I am in the lessons and interacting with the people in my life who have impacts, even a small little meeting, just trying to really see the truth in my journey. So I've been
mm-hmm.
really doing that more than I've ever done in my entire life, and it's become a way of life to start my morning out calling them all in, and also giving a lot of gratitude for waking up and I'm here. And
yeah. I sense a great reverence in you with dealing with these energies, and that's appropriate. But at the same time, understand that they're on the same journey that we're on, that they are striving to ascend to yet another level themselves, so that they respect is amazing, and they deserve respect because they've gotten so far, but they all have senses of humor and they all love laughter, and they all, you know, to treat them too reverently, you know, it's hard for them to swallow, as it would be you with somebody who is just entering into this if they suddenly called you master and bowed down to you.
Okay.
So
lighten up.
Yes.
Because I've been seeing ladybugs, and I've always thought, oh, that means to lighten up.
Yeah, you're getting very heavy here. Your reverence, you're on a spiritual journey, and that's a celebration of light. That's a dance of creation. That's an amazing adventure, and you can't light, the spirit won't lighten without laughter, and you know, I myself am very irreverent to these energies, and happily they haven't smacked me around too much, so. They haven't smacked me around at all. Every now and then I just hear laughter, and it's sort of like, go ahead, make your own mistakes. We'll come rescue you when it's time. And that's basically what happens. So understand that this is a joyful, joyful time in your life, not one to be solemn and not one to be, you know, so somber and serious that you lose the joy. And it's a joyful thing to touch into a spirit that has, you know, grown so above and beyond where we are, and it's so cool. And you know, play with it. Do understand that there is a playfulness attached to these energies. They you know, I'm not saying they all play golf on Saturday, but. But I am saying that, you know, there was that movie about, you know, the angels in the outfield, and I watch baseball a lot. I think that there are some, you know, Yankee fans out there in spirit that have, you know, definitely worked to their benefit or detriment depending on which side they were on. But but they play too, is what I'm trying to say.
Thank you for saying that, because I had a moment of joy and I could feel it in my stomach, and then I thought, oh wait, hold on, hold that thought, because what if it was a dream? So I feel like, in a way, it was, well, how much have you learned? Are you trusting what you're receiving? And also, it's okay to be happy, to just go with the flow, and like you said, not be so serious. And they do have a sense of humor, just from the one encounter that I remember with Gabriel. And I was shocked, you know, that, wow, he showed me wings, and he waited till after he gave me the message to do that, and that, to me, showed me that he had a really huge sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much for validating what took place, and,
And
I'm going to
also
lighten up.
Also realize that the element of faith is very important, and so long as, you know, everybody questions things like that happen, and you know, checks the radio, checks the TV, make sure everything is off, and you know, just to make sure that it isn't your imagination running away with you, but do understand that the element of having faith that they can communicate, that they do touch in, that they do let you know that they really are real. You're not going to get a thumbprint, and you're not going to get necessarily a name tag all the time.
Right.
But you know, know that so long as what you're getting is philosophy and understanding and spiritual insight, you're fine. They will never, ever, ever tell you what to do or how to do it, because that's for you to discover this lifetime. But they can give you the philosophy that you can apply to everything and then make your own choices.
Oh, that's so beautiful. And also, like, when I'm entering onto the highway, I get nervous, and there's this one section that has a ton of traffic all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be like, Gabriel, hey, can you please help me to merge on safely? Because I'm going to do this. And by the way, thank you. And it amazes me every time when there's a gap, right, where I need it at the exact perfect time, and it's easy. And so I'm getting used to the, you know, talking and then listening for the and then watching the answers and getting comfortable with that, because I've always been one that startles easily, and I know that that's not, I believe in my heart that that's not their intention. So you've given me a lot to digest, and I am so grateful to you for being so kind enough to do that for me. Thank you so much, Barbara.
Oh, my pleasure. And hopefully, you know, there are others out there that you know, on occasion will get into the same place. And you know, now because you asked the question, the information is out there, and that's a gift as well.
Oh, thank you so much. You're just a beautiful soul, and I just love your shows. And I'm always learning from what you share, is also the questions from the callers too.
That's awesome.
So thank you again.
Oh, my pleasure. And you know, let me know how it goes.
I definitely will. I'll keep in touch, and you have a blessed day. Would I be able to hit mute and listen to the remainder of the show?
Oh, absolutely. No,
thank
don't
you
hit
so much, Barbara.
No, don't hit mute. I'll just turn your microphone off, and you'll be able to listen.
Thank you. Namaste.
Okay. Namaste. Okay. I think if she hit mute, that it would mute me too. So she'd have nice silence to listen to. Okay, we've got Anjali. Is that how you say your name?
It's Anjali.
Anjali.
Yeah.
Oh, of course it is.
Hi, Barbara. I'm so happy to talk to you. I've listened to all your shows, and it's impressive, the advice you've given out.
Well, you know, it would have been impossible without people asking questions.
Well, I've got, a fairly simple one for you today.
Okay.
My father has advanced Parkinson's. He's in a group home now,
mm-hmm.
with some cognitive decline associated with that. And we're getting a sense that, you know, he's talking more about dying. And my mother and I have been talking to him about that. He has never before considered what that might be like, or that there might be spirits on the other side or anything like that. So I'm wondering, in part, what we can do to help him, and if in fact there are other people over there, what they might be able to tell him to help him, because I feel like he's kind of stuck in his body right now.
Well, it's not his time quite yet, but you know, certainly he has a sense of his own mortality, and you know, while he's been taught a great deal, you know, on a religious level, when the reality smacks you in the face, you know, everything comes into doubt, and you do begin to wonder. I would not bring it up, but if he brings it up, I would be very honest with him that there are lots and lots of books that you and your mother can read on the other side, and I mean, what to expect? My goodness, I mean, it's the information out there. If you just read on people that have had near-death experiences, it's magical. Let's go back to the Bible, though, first off. The Bible describes death once and only once. It talks about how you struggle and you work really, really hard for 60 or 70 years, and then you die. And that's what you usually hear from the pulpit. But the next line in the Bible, from the Bible, says, "And then we fly away." And that's exactly what happens at the moment of death. The spirit lifts out of the body. You're surrounded by friends and relatives. There is a everybody who that we Patrick and I did a number of shows on near death experiences, and every one of them experienced, you know, flying, floating through the air, being drawn by a light into a tunnel. Every one of them saw people that you know, friends, relatives, close, dear ones that had passed away were there, even animals. And from my experience with people that have just crossed over, it's like waking up in a dream, because there is peace, there is tranquility, there are people around you, it's a celebration, it's a party, it's a reunion, and there is truly nothing to fear, except it's the unknown. And you know, a lot of people that I have, you know, tapped into that have just died, you know, you see them with their family and friends, and they and every now and then they'll stop and say, you know, I know you're all dead, but I feel fine. And so they have to be reminded that they too are in that state, and it's amazing. It's that threshold that is the scary thing, not waking up on the other side. That's a joyful thing. That's
right.
Amazing. And I mean, some of the especially, you know, I think there's something sort of like Enlightenment 101 they all go through. And if you catch them before they go through it, you get some of the coolest things. Like I remember one guy said, "This is the best way of avoiding paying my credit card debt that I have ever thought of." You know? and one woman woke up on the other side, and the first thing she said was, "I have to talk to God. I have some things I want to get clear." And you know, everybody kept saying to her, you know, in time not right now. you know, some go looking for Elvis. Some, I mean, it's. You know, I know that there are religions that say you go to purgatory, or I know there are places that say you do a life review and stuff like that. In my experience, that I've done this for 50 years, all I've ever seen is a celebration. And at some point in time, you know, they do sit back and they do take a look at their life and you know, the good things they did and the not so good things they did, and they see the balance, and they you know, come into an understanding of what they still need to work on, and after 100 years or so, they decide to go back, you know, come back down here and to fine tune to a greater extent. So, you know, go ahead.
Are there other people around him right now that are helping with the transition?
I don't think your father's that close to transitioning.
Interesting. Okay.
Have the doctor said anything to you?
Nope. It's advanced Parkinson's, so no one really dies from that. They die from complications thereof.
Right.
So
I think
we're
he's
not
on.
Sure. He wakes up some.
Yeah, I think he's on kind of an information quest. He wants to, and I certainly wouldn't just dump a whole bunch of books on death and dying in front of him, but I would, were I you and your mother, I would do a lot of reading on it, and you know, yeah, have answers available when he asks them. But we always have people who have passed over that are around us that check in on us, and I do believe that he has people that have passed over that are around him a lot, but let me put it this way: as far as I can tell, there's no arrangements being made at this moment for a party on the other side.
So
I think that from what I'm getting, he has a lot of information he's going to want to gather, and I wouldn't push it on him. I'd wait for him to ask the questions, and when he asks them, then you give him your best answer. But this is, you know, the Chinese, they all wear black when there's a birth. And they mourn.
Right.
They mourn, yep, like crazy for a baby. And then when someone passes over, they wear white and celebrate because the suffering is over and they can move on to the next dimension.
Right.
Is,
no, that's what we're aware of too, certainly.
And it is another dimension. It is. There's a dog around him though that passed over. Did he have a dog that passed over?
I don't know. Maybe growing up, we never had one though. As children,
okay.
So I don't. I'll ask him.
Yeah, there's a dog in spirit around him a lot, just hanging out, and it does feel as though, you know, the dog is there and is comforting. I know that he's having, you know, difficulties in lots of different places, but you know, his heart feels very strong, and I think that what he's doing is asking a lot of questions, and he should have the answers. You should really seek them out and look for the positive ones, because and if you'd like, you know, please feel free to call me. My email address is barbaradulong@gmail.com. I'd be happy to talk with you to give you the answers that would be the positive ones that would be the most insightful for him. And if he asks you a question that you can't answer, just say, I'll get back to you on that one, and give me a call.
Okay.
Because you want to make sure that, you know, I mean, it's you're not, you don't want to make him eager to get there. He'll go when it's his time. But I don't feel it's his time yet. I think he has still some loose ends to tie up. I think he has some stuff internally that he has to work on yet. So, you know, don't go, of course, you know, I was just going to say don't go make all of the arrangements quite yet, because I don't think it's time. But, you know, you're talking to the person that after my husband died, they asked, you know, what funeral home to call, and I had no idea what they were talking about.
Yeah, no, we've made all the arrangements in advance. I mean, that's a good thing, because we probably won't feel like it after.
Yeah, probably.
But...
but you know, I think that you have to understand that this is a joyful thing for him, and as soon as he understands that, it's going to make it easier for him. Usually there are two major windows in the year where people slip over. I mean, you know, they pass during all phases of the year, but there's one in the spring, summer, and then there's one right around the holiday season in the winter. For some reason, those two time frames are ones that there's mass migration. I don't know if the holiday one is to get out of giving gifts and the summertime is to get out of doing work over the summer or what. But for some reason, they do tend to do that. I just think your dad still has a lot of stuff to do. But if he is talking about death, then you should educate yourself, and your mom should too, because it's information that, you know, it will come in handy. And
yeah, definitely.
And it's it's important for people to understand that, that's another dimension over there. It's a stepping stone, just like this world is a stepping stone. And when we move on to that level, then we have, first of all, we get to celebrate, and then we get to relax, and then we get to lick our wounds, and then we get to look around for people that you know, we knew and loved. And then we get to think about, okay, so my physical body is now gone. I have an etheric body that is the reflection of that body. Over time, it goes back to when you are the most vibrant and alive. I'm going back to 32. And, well, that's when I was definitely a size 7. And so, you know, I think we all, you know, have a time frame when we were just the most vital. And then after that, over time, even that reflection of ourselves begins to fade until we become just light. And when we are just light energy, that's about when we say, okay, I need to really work on some aspects here. And I know there is not an office of reincarnation over there. I understand that. But the only way I can describe it is you go into the office of reincarnation and you fill out a form of the different things that you want to work on when you come down to the earth plane again. And you can't ask, right. You can't ask how those situations will happen, but you can say, I want to work on this, 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 and this. And they say, okay, and you are slipped into an infant, and your journey begins again. And you know, sometimes when I look at the lessons that I have had to go through, it's like, what was I thinking? You know, how could I have asked for this? And clearly we must have. We chart the lifetime by asking for situations that will help us to grow and to become a better person. A better spirit, not a better person, because the personality stays with this lifetime, but the spiritual energy, you know, moves on, and so that everything that hits us, everything that touches us, is meant to help the spirit within gather greater radiance.
He definitely does recognize that he's chosen this Parkinson's in some way because he's learning quite a lot from it.
I'm sure. I think that you know, partly what he's experiencing will help them find a cure.
Right.
So he's a part of a cure. He's a part of a process. And, you know, he must be, you know, a very special person to have chosen something quite so ambitious.
Yeah, definitely.
And you know, the spirit inside of him is gathering a ton of information and becoming, you know, even more vibrant. So, you know, and to be honest with you, the questions that he asks about dying are not necessarily, I don't think, for him. They're so you and your mother learn.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
interesting.
I do suspect he knows the answers, but he figures you might need to know them too.
That's a new spin on things. That would be very interesting.
Well, yeah. You know, the only time you'll know is when one of you passes over and you get to the other side and you can ask him.
Yeah.
Or he'll come in, he'll say something after he has passed, because I cannot believe that he will not come back and you know, check in with you guys.
Oh, he'll definitely be back, at least my mom in her garden.
Oh, she's got one of them too, huh?
Yes, a very, very big one.
Well,
so
I would...
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And again, if you do have questions, please contact me. I'd be happy to help.
I will. Thank you so much for your time, Barbara. I appreciate all the work you're doing.
Oh, no, I'm not working. I'm having a wonderful time.
Oh, it's work, but it's fun.
I guess some would look upon it as work, but you know something, it's when you get to do something that you know you were meant to do, it's such a cool feeling. And I have been totally blessed for a lot of years now to be in a field that, that fits me really, really well. So,
yes, indeed.
You know, it's just...
it does show. It does show, and I'm sure all the people, I'm gathering that there's many, many people that don't even call in that you're helping, and you won't even know that, but... Rest assured, I've been listening for a long time to your program, and this is the first time I've called in.
Well, thank you so much. I really like to get, you know, some feedback. Actually,
yeah.
Every now and then, Jeannie and I say, oh, my, you know, there's nobody going to call in, and then suddenly there they are. I think there was one time a very long time ago, I think it was even before Jeannie came on board, and that had to be in the first couple months of the show, the switchboard wasn't working and the chat room wasn't working, so I had no idea if anyone was listening, if I was even broadcasting. And so I said, well, you know, I don't know if anybody's out there, but since there's nobody calling in, I have to assume that the world is listening, so I'm going to read the world. And I spent 2 hours reading humanity and telling them what the universe wanted them to know. And a number of people said,
very
it's probably
cool.
My best show.
Very cool. Well, I thank you, Barb. I know you have other callers, so I will clear the way for them.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling. Take
thank
care
you.
Now.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. We've got... Melody in Connecticut. Hi, Melody. How you doing?
Hey, Barbara. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you. What's up?
I just wanted to say, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but your message early in the show made me think of the Peanuts and their lovely down-to-earth wisdom that they would, you know, like Charlie Brown and Linus, they would be children, but they would have this infinite wisdom that would come out of their mouths. And this made me think of that when you were talking.
Well, I know that's very flattering. Thank you. I absolutely have been a Peanuts fan all of my life. So Charles Schulz was an amazing man, and he put great wisdom out there. And I think I forget when it was a couple shows ago. I said, I'm doing my Snoopy happy dance here.
I just wanted to tell you that.
Well, I do thank you for that. How can I help you?
Well, I haven't talked to you in a long time, and a lot has, let's say, advanced since I last talked to you. And I'm having trouble with the combination of being overwhelmed and lack of validation. And I was just hoping if you or Spirit or both could help me out with that.
Okay. Sometimes when we don't get validation, it's because we're actually working on the element of faith within our lives. And it feels like you've done a great deal of work. I would say you've done a great deal of personal work here. And if Spirit isn't going to step up, I will. I think you've done an amazing job.
I think that
the growth here is profound. And we all want validation. That's part of the human condition. I think that we really want to have somebody say, yeah, you did it right, or no, let's try it again because you were a little bit off. But I think here that what you've got going on is the need to trust your spirit, that your spirit will guide you. And you seem to be waiting for, a major occurrence of some sort. Frankly, I've always thought burning bushes worked well, but I guess they don't do that anymore on the other side. I feel that you've been set free. I feel that there is an element here of, you know, your own truth, and it's important for you to speak it and to live it and to express it. It does feel as though sometimes you don't feel at home within your own skin. Welcome to the club. And what's happening is you have a spirit who is, I almost want to say, your spirit isn't comfortable within the time zone that it's in. And I don't mean, you know, central or eastern. I mean humanity is going, humanity is going through amazing shifts and, you know, frankly, none of us are comfortable with them. And you just kind of wonder if a roulette wheel is being spun here and you just don't know what's going to come up next. You're one of those very sensitive, very empathetic, very compassionate souls that this reality kind of kicks around a little bit. And please understand that you're not alone, that there are whole bunches of people that are just like you that are wondering, you know, what did I take a wrong turn? and you didn't. You're one of those light energies, those light body energies that is here to shed light, to be an illustration, an example for other people, so that they can see how living within the light and working within the light can really make magic happen in your life, in spite of everything else that's going on. And that element of faith, I mean, we all waver, we all doubt, everyone comes to a time when it's sort of like, am I crazy? Do I need therapy? And you don't need therapy. You're just fine.
That's not what I'm concerned about. I just, I started going to a workshop and one thing led to another and things spiritually and let's say like empathically and mediumship wise just all of a sudden advanced and I didn't, like that's what I wanted, but because I was trying for years and years and years, I didn't expect it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the workshop ended, it was kind of like you know, a high where you come up and then you come down and then it's all gone. It's kind of like it left me and it comes and goes and, you know, lack of control, I guess you would say. And I've been told that, you know, like there was a 7-year-old girl following me around. I don't know if she's still with me or who she is. Like, I just,
okay, well,
picking up things about other people that they don't want to validate either because they're embarrassed or don't realize. I don't know what to do with it.
Okay, well, first of all, when the energy does surge like that and you're opened up like you are, like you have been, group energy is probably the best energy to sort of experience these things in. And when you get random messages for people, and if they haven't asked you for a message, it's inappropriate to give it to them. Because sometimes it isn't the right time, and sometimes you've been given just part of a message and not the whole message. And so I think one of the hardest things to learn when you get opened like this is when to keep your mouth shut.
I think that part of the problem is not knowing how to, you know, as they say, close off in production. And the other problem, excuse me, is I've just always been very honest and blunt. So I think when people are talking to me in conversation, asking me questions, whether it's the empath or spirit or just me talking, I don't know the difference a lot of the time until after the fact. And a lot of people, they do take it as, oh, she thinks she's better than everyone else, or she thinks she knows better, but look at her life, you know, and I don't know how to respond to that. And I've been kind of distancing myself from those people, and then that's not working either.
Well, there are always going to be people that think that, and there is no response to them because everyone is entitled to their own opinion. And so long as you are still humbling, doing what you feel the light is asking you to do, then you have to follow through with that. But there is, just because you have an open door to the information doesn't mean that you have developed the art of giving a message.
Right.
And there is definitely an art to it. It is an art form. You can't learn mediumship. You can develop mediumship, but you can't learn it. And as far as being psychic, it's the same thing. There is an art to utilizing that energy and helping people apply it to their lives. And so, you know, you're at a very, you're at an awkward stage in this, and everybody goes through it and everybody survives it.
Feel like I'm at that stage, you know, gangly girl stage, if you could translate into a psychic.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You tend to, and you know, the only reason I can identify it is because I had a great deal of time spent in adolescence as far as this field goes. There are a lot of things that you're going to learn, and some of them are slightly embarrassing from time to time, but all they do is teach you, you know, a little bit more finesse, and that's basically what you're going to be struggling through over the next couple of years. It's not horrible, but it you know, and there will be people that judge you, and that's okay, because they'll keep you grounded. They'll keep you, I'm not saying they're right, but they do keep you grounded so that you don't make too great a fool of yourself. If you don't have those anchors around you, you tend to get swept away with the glory, and then you make a huge fool of yourself. You know, I've always been very fortunate that I have a lot of down-to-earth people around me that will tell me when I am, you know, getting a little too full of myself. And, you know, whether it was, you know, years and years and years ago, it was a boyfriend who thought, you know, that he was a hotshot in the spiritual field, and, you know, I was only, you know, somebody that was just trudging along, you know, behind him and learning from him.
Right.
That's cool. That was an experience. It did teach me to keep quiet, because keeping quiet showed greater wisdom than trying to compete. And so when people say things like that, you just have to let it roll off your back. And it's part of learning how to be in the field. It's you know, you're paying your dues. And I wish I could say it's easy. Actually, it is easy. It's not painful, but sometimes it's slightly embarrassing. And you will learn over time the grace and the dignity and the humility of it, and you'll learn how to handle every situation, because you're going to have to live through every situation. There were times when I would give a message and somebody would say, "No, I don't think so," and I would go home and close the door and cry, because I had been so wrong. And the reality is, you give what you get. If they can't apply it to their lives, either you possibly interpreted it inappropriately, or they were in denial of some sort. But you have to basically say, when someone says something like that, "Okay, well, that's what I'm getting. You know, sit with it for a while, and if it doesn't apply to you, just let it go, and you know, we'll try again another time."
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's you're learning. You're learning the art of what this field requires, and there are lots of readers out there, psychics and mediums that have no finesse, that say things bluntly and rudely and crudely, and they can frighten and turn people off to the spiritual so fast it's unbelievable.
Socially I have no tact, and I never really have, and I never mean to come off in a way that other people interpret it. So I know I definitely have to work on that.
Well, if you're going to be in this field, which is one of helping, you're going to have to develop that aspect. And it's okay to, you know, to after a long evening or whatever, to sit down and mutter to yourself and say whatever you like, but just don't ever say it in front of someone else. Because because it's putting something out there that will come back at you. What you sow, so shall you reap. What you put out will come back at you. Maybe if you just remember that part of it.
Yeah.
I have some of the lessons that I learned were only necessary to be taught to me once because they were so profound. I remember somebody was asking something about a relationship, and I was just like you, and I told her what I saw, and I gave it to her just smack in the face. And within 3 weeks, the exact same thing happened to me. So, I was you know, smart enough to sit back and say, oh, crap, I put that out there. I gave it to somebody, and here it is. And I really can't shed a tear because I pulled it onto myself. And,
yeah, I definitely have had, you know, those realizations. Well, I can't complain because I just, you know, I did that, you know, 4 weeks ago. So, I understand that.
Yeah, only do it once. It's not worth it having to... It's you've got to understand that if you give information that in a way that you would gladly receive it, you have been artful, and
right.
And you know it's I've done this for 50 years and I'm not perfect and I still stumble over my tongue and every now and then something slips out that was just absolutely so inappropriate that I cringe because I know it's coming back to haunt me. And, you know, it usually comes back faster than I would like. And so it's something that you will learn to deal with. It's if this is a field you're meant to be in, there's no way around it. You will learn the delicacies of it. And you'll get to be really, really good at it. But you've got to understand that what you're giving every time you open your mouth, when you give a message of any sort to another human being, you are giving that message to yourself as well, because that person would not have been drawn to you if you had not needed to hear it as well. And that applies to me as well to every psychic, intuit, medium out there. The only reason that you've got this gift is because it gives. Not only do you give information, but you get it back at yourself. And so you know, don't you know? I think it's the most humbling thing to understand that because you've asked this question, I need to hear this too.
Mm-hmm.
So do understand that people are drawn to you because you need to hear what you say to them as well as they do. So,
I think I have a problem, like, you know, with cords. Like, I don't want to get too personal, but there was a woman in class that, you know, she was happy, delightful, cheerful, smiley, friendly, but there was just something about her that felt like she was static, cling to my soul, and it would make me kind of run the other way. And I don't know how to explain what that is.
And
I don't know how to approach that person.
Well, you know, then, I mean, frankly, to be honest, there are people I don't approach. There are people that I choose not to read. And I don't tell them it's because, you know, they have icky feeling to them. It's just that, you know that if you're going to merge your energy with theirs, you're going to pick up more than you want. And and every now and then one slips through and I end up the end of the day absolutely feeling like I've taken 12 steps backwards. And and it's because I chose to merge my energy with somebody else where I didn't I have 8 cats here and I jokingly say to people you're being cat scanned. And if my cats hang around I know the people are fine, and if my cats are gone, I know that quite possibly I should tell the person that I've overbooked, that I can't do the reading, you know, whatever it is. And sometimes it's a momentary thing, and sometimes it's just that they are a person who who not only won't benefit from what's going on, but they're not listening to what you're saying. They're just you know, dumping their crap on the table and expecting you to solve their problems, and that's not what a reading is about.
Mm-hmm. So, what do you do if that's your mom?
About your mother? In spirit or in life?
No, in life.
Well, my mother didn't buy any of this stuff. And
well,
I lived with her for a long time.
I guess what I mean is, what if your mother is one of those static, clean energy vampire type?
Okay, if that's your mother, you have work that you need to do with your relationship.
I know.
With her. And you know, it's not that you have to bring the light into her or bring her to the light or anything like that. It's probably that you have to find middle ground where you can communicate and then move on. But if it's your mother, then there's a reason that you're put with her, and that you have to learn to deal with it. And once you've learned to deal with it, then everything gets better. I mean, I often think the other side has a phenomenal sense of humor, and my mother didn't believe in any of this. She tolerated it, but she didn't believe in it. And my son became a born again Christian, and he married a born again Christian. And so I have two fundamentalists. Who are my family?
I think it's more of an entertainment to my mother. Not really one way or the other, but me picking up on other people, and I've always had this maybe even unwanting connection with her where I know she wants me to call her, or she's about to call me, or vice versa, or
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. It's like too connected. And all my life, I hate to say this, I've just felt better the less I talk to her, the farther away I am from her. And there is a learned guilt trip there about that. And
well, I'll say it again. You have something you need to work out with her.
Yeah.
And you know, we can't change another person, but we can change ourselves. And perhaps your reaction to her behavior is what you need to look at. And staying away from it isn't going to make it better. It's just going to reinforce the fact that it's there. And if at some point in time she passes over, then you're going to either have to work with her in spirit, which isn't as much fun, and or you'll have to come back and do it again next lifetime. So, and my theory is do it this lifetime, get it over with.
That's what I think about that constantly is, like, people say, oh, if you could go back to being 15 years old, would you? And, you know, I think about it like, you know, if I have to go through any of the things I've gone through so far again, whether it's going back in time or repeating, I don't want to. So I'm trying to be in the moment as much as possible and ask as many questions as I can about, you know, what I should be doing or what I shouldn't be doing. And that's a lot of the reason why I'm calling you. I just want to be on the right path and be helping the right people and, you know.
Well, you have to understand, though, too, that not everyone is here to be healed or here to be helped. You know, but basically the work is on you, on how you deal and how you approach things and things like that, so that it's something that it's hard because you know your mother is somebody that, you know. There's got to be karmic stuff there too, and so it's sort of a lot of stuff that you're going to have to wade through. But if you actually want to serve the light and serve other people, you have to work on yourself first. You can't just say, I'm going to put my own personal stuff aside and serve humanity, because that's not the way spirituality works. It's sensitive to yourself. It's working on yourself. It's constantly working on your own issues so that you're able to help other people too.
Right.
And it looks like your mother is a mountain, and you just have, you got to climb it, and you can't change her, but you can change the way you react to her, so that you know, with love and with compassion, find ways to deal with her reaction to you, so that you don't set yourself up for something, and she has to react to you differently. And
right.
It does work.
Yeah, I've been attempting that, but it so far has failed. And
well,
so
then I have.
I'm
to
at a vulnerable point right now, where it's.
Well, I got to say, then go back to the drawing board, because to be honest with you, until you cross this bridge, you're not going to get to where the fun stuff is. And it isn't meant to be different. And by the way, I do have to tell you, you do not have a spirit tied to you following you around.
Okay.
I don't know who told you that. But
my workshop teacher, she said a little girl followed me into the class that night. And another night during a meditation, I actually felt the elbow of my shirt being tugged. And I looked down expecting somebody, and I didn't know who did that or why.
Well, I think there probably was a little girl there. I don't think she's connected to you, and I don't think she's following you around. So
yeah, well, it was at school, so I just assumed, hey, I'm at school.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I did have a question. Since then, I've had more of an auditory experience that I normally don't have. And I didn't know if that was a certain spirit or a guide or if that
it feels like it's just, you know, things opening up for you. And I don't feel a particular spirit as much as I do that there's that opening up coming. And, you know, again, work on yourself first, foremost, always. And then you're able to touch into other people. And maybe learning a little bit of subtlety along the way wouldn't hurt.
That never hurts, right?
No. You're paying dues. And you know, sometimes they're fun and sometimes they're just uncomfortable. But once you pay them, things flow a lot better.
Mm.
Okay?
Do you see... or see anything with my grandmother? She have any message or anything?
I would say that what you've got going on here, there's so much static around you that while there are spirits on the other side, I'm not getting, none of them are coming through because you've got so much going on inside your head. You know, trying to figure things out and all sorts of other stuff. So I would, you know, check back in a couple of days or so, in a couple of weeks, and we'll see what we got there. But right now, I got to move on.
Oh, I'm thank you. It's okay.
Okay. Take care now.
Thank you, Barbara. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Somebody in the chat. Jeannie, if you will... who is it? Your girly 22. If you could type in and tell them to refresh their screen, they'll probably pick up the audio. And I will go on to Lanice. Hi, Lanice. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. How can I help?
Great. Well, I have a question about someone I know, and it is Anne, and she's come to my life and.
Hello? Oh, we lost Lanice. That's interesting. Jeannie, if Lanice comes back in, sort of IM me, because she just dropped off the switchboard. And I can't find her. She's not here. So we'll try to connect for Melissa and watch for Lanice, please. Hi,
Barbara. How are you? This is really interesting. because I hung up and the phone called me right back. So this was my day, and then the call dropped.
Oh, wow.
Which is really interesting. And what you just said to the last caller is so true. I'm 47, and I have been working with the relationship with my mother, and my life has improved.
You know, it's really, it's tough. Sometimes mothers are just,
But like you said, you change how you feel about the reactions, and, you know, she's even showing up differently.
Yeah, they do. And you know, sometimes it is just you kind of want to look at the person and say, you know, you're just so damn whatever. And if you could only see what I see, you'd be so much happier. And they can't.
I don't feel that way anymore.
You change yourself.
And it is
the most amazing thing in the world when you change yourself.
Everybody changes.
Yeah, they have to. They have no choice.
They either change or they go away.
Exactly.
I have definitely learned that. The reason I called in initially is I've had these, for the last three nights, really vivid dreams. The first two nights were of my grandparents who've been passed away for a while. And they seemed pretty real. And last night I was in my childhood home in my dreams. And I was in the attic. And then I went out front with a builder. I haven't been in that house for years. And I planned on renovating the whole house.
Wow.
And I was showing him what I wanted done and this done and that done. So what do you take from that?
Now, do you own this house?
No, I haven't. It was my childhood home.
Oh, okay.
That I haven't been in since 1982.
All right. Well, this is easy.
Okay.
Oh, if all of these were so easy like this.
Is this cleaning up? Am I cleaning up the past?
Well, kind of yes, no.
Okay.
In your dream, everything is a part of you.
Yeah, yeah.
So even structures are a part of you.
Okay.
And so what you're doing is going back inside yourself and into your childhood,
mm-hmm.
and you're dealing with stuff from your childhood and letting it go.
Okay,
and
that's
making
what I thought.
It better. And
yeah.
And you know, it's the coolest thing.
It is.
Because you're at a place where it's okay, this is antiquated, I can bring it more into the here and the now.
Yeah.
Or I can make this brighter, or I can shine more light, or I can, you know, there's as a child we aren't all that smart. And so what's going on here is you're revisiting stuff from the past. You're understanding that you know it can be cleaned up, it can be made better, it can be made different. I'm not saying that you change. Pardon me. I'm not saying you change. You know, those things that happen to you or whatever.
Right.
But you do have greater understanding as to why, how, and the purpose behind.
Mm-hmm.
Which lets you to let go of sometimes blame and anger.
Yeah, yeah. Very amazingly true. So it tied in with the last call that I very much listened to.
Well, wow, two in one blow.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
Yes.
It is, and it was really the truth. Let go and rebuild and... That's about
exactly.
it. Like,
and
yeah.
And you know, when somebody, you know, comes into your life that is really just impossible to deal with, I think one of the things that for me was the greatest aha moment was I can either sink to their level or I can take the higher road. And when I realized there was a mirror being put in front of me.
Exactly.
Do you want to become that person? And it was, oh, hell no. And once you realize that that's a mirror, once you realize that this is the universe saying, if you think to this, and this was the mirror that comes to mind is a neighbor of mine who was vicious, nasty, mean, and cruel,
mm-hmm.
and she triggered in me something I thought I had really put away forever, was that I have that quality in me, and I could have done her so much better. I could have trashed her. I could have, you know, my mouth was, you know, ready to roll. And I realized, do I want to become that mean old angry lady? And no,
that's my best advice to the previous caller, having a challenging parent, is to just realize that they're another part of you.
Mm-hmm. And
what about my grandparents? I've dreamt of them pretty vividly. Do they have any messages, or was just that my subconscious mind?
No. Did they hold hands a lot? Because I see them holding hands.
They were not close.
I see them holding hands.
But if they are now, thank God.
They are holding hands. And she keeps patting his hand and saying he's gotten much better. So
they had a horrible relationship. Yeah.
I got you. I understand that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they have made their peace with each other.
Mm.
And
good thing.
And you know, I don't even know if it was who's forgiving who or what, but the reality is that on the other side they have mended those bridges, and you know, she's raising an eyebrow saying it didn't happen overnight either. So
that sounds like her.
Yeah. But she's saying that you know, there is a friendship there.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they really they used to scream and fight at each other. Yeah.
You know, sometimes people show love that way. It's really scary, but they do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she just keeps patting his hand, and you know, I get the feeling that he's been browbeaten well, but he probably deserved it.
Nobody did that to him in life. He did it to everybody else.
Yeah. So I think that she had a lot on her side when he crossed over, or when they finally got back together again, that there is a friendship there. There's a good friendship there. I won't say this is the greatest love of either of their lives, but
I agree.
I will say there is a friendship there which stood the test of time. Strangely,
sure,
but stood the test of time.
Yeah, he died at 70, and she lived to 93.
Mm-hmm.
So they, you know, yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
She had great perspective. No, she was a very wise lady.
She was.
She was, and it feels to me as though she had a twinkle in her eye, which I think is phenomenal, and it does feel as though she's looking at you and saying, you haven't yet begun to shine.
Yeah.
So you have a lot ahead of you yet.
I do.
You do.
My 18-year-old, I'll end it with this. My 18-year-old daughter, I was at the kitchen sink yesterday, and she said, you know, I changed so much, and I thought for a minute. And I turned around, I looked at her, and I thought about my life really quickly. And I thought, you know what? I wouldn't change anything.
No.
Looking back, no.
No, I there were moments when it was awful,
mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm,
it made me the person I am today, and I like me.
So even the stub toe or anything.
Some of the crap that I put this soul through in order to get to this place.
yeah, and it's all good. And I want to be polite to other callers and let you move on because I know they need your assistance.
Oh, well, I thank you, and thank you for calling.
Thank you, Barbara. Have a nice weekend.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay, we'll see if... Hi, Lanice. Want to try again?
Yeah, let's try again. Thanks for coming back to me. I want to know about the past life and soul connection that I have with Joey. It's something that has both of us perplexed. It's like we really know each other, and we just don't know what to make of it. So what do you see concerning that?
I think you've had 5 or 6 relationships with her over the past 5 or 6 lifetimes, and you've been siblings, and you've been. I'm sorry?
It's a man. His name is Joey.
Joey, I'm sorry. You've been siblings. You've been sisters, you've been brothers, you've been man and wife, you've been There is definitely a connection here that for the most part, it feels like these have been very, very good relationships. So,
yeah.
So you have a sense of familiarity. You have a sense of just kind of almost having a telepathic link.
Yes, for real.
And it feels like it's freaking him out more than it is you.
It is. He said, he looks at me and he said some of the strangest things. He said, there is something about you and he just can't figure it out. And I know what it is coming from a spiritual point, from my aspect, but I think he knows it, but he doesn't really know that he really knows. I was singing a song. A song just popped into my mind. There's little things that happens like this. I was singing the song and he came in and said, there's nobody else like you.
Aww.
That's what the song was, is that there's nobody like you. And I was humming it in my head and comes in and he makes the statement. It's just weird. And it's, like you said, it's freaking him out and me too.
Well, now, how long have you guys known each other?
Well, we've been around each other since high school and we recently came together last year in November and started seeing each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we got really close, but with the energy between us, it's kind of almost like
scary.
We're afraid of each other.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, this is, I would caution you in that you want to make sure that whatever feelings you have are not really overflowing from past lifetimes, that are feelings that are meant to be expressed this lifetime. So
I want to know if it's something for this lifetime or what I'm really seeing is a close recognition. It's
well, I think I mean you've got an amazing friend here for one thing. You know, there's a strong friendship here, and a close friendship. And you know, can it be a relationship? Probably, but you have to give it time. And you have to make sure that it is this lifetime you're building on, not trying to build on the castles and the dreams of past lifetimes. And there's possibilities here for sure, but do understand that you both are your own person, and you can't say, well, we had a relationship, therefore we can have a relationship. I think you need to give it time. And the more time you give it, it will either prove to be something that you can't avoid or it will be a friendship for life. I mean, at the very least, you have a friend for life. At the very most, you could have a soulmate if it's meant to be this lifetime. But I wouldn't rush into anything. I would let time evolve it. Does that help at all? Oh, crap, we lost her again. Well, you can always go into archives, Lenise. I don't know if she was calling on Skype or what, but we will move forward here, and we will hit Helena. Hi, Helena. How are you doing today?
Hi, Barbara. I'm the Grateful Tea recipient. How are you?
I am just absolutely spectacular. Thank you.
Lovely. Well, you can. However, I think you may lose me briefly because I'm like at the very end of my phone charge.
Okay. Well, even if I lose you, I'll finish answering your question and you can come back in and listen to the archive, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've just been feeling out of sorts and yet I'm led to ask you, if there's been something, and maybe don't laugh, even a curse put on me, that keeps me away from romantic love this lifetime.
Oh, heavens no.
Oh, good.
There is no curse. What you've got going on here is you have a spiritual purpose to this lifetime that is very profound. And because you tend to get swept away and kind of get carried away with
yes.
with with relationships, you forget that you have dreams and a purpose and stuff like that. The universe is just being very selective and making sure that you get on with what you're supposed to be doing. You start to fulfill the purpose that you came into this lifetime for. And because of that, you know, once you actually get going, can I ask how old you are?
Yeah, it's don't ask, don't tell, but I'm up there. So it's like it's been a lifetime of, I hate to use the word loneliness. And it's not that I'm looking for someone. It's just that I found someone. And, but didn't keep things separate.
No, I don't think you have found the person yet, first of all. And you know, I understand, you know, a lifetime of it. It took me 65 years before I found a soulmate. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, it was absolutely worth the wait. So it's amazing. You have things that you have to do, you have to achieve. You haven't done them all yet. There's writing you need to do. There's opening yourself up to a greater sense of spiritual awareness. There's even more so than you are right now. Mm-hmm. I do feel that there is definitely writing here. So I think you've got a couple books in you that you really should start writing mm-hmm. on. And once you get involved with that stuff, you're going to find that energy will pull the soulmate to you that you're waiting for. He's there, he's out there, and you haven't missed him. It's just you haven't been ready yet. So, I don't, you know, you could be 95, and I'd say the same thing to you.
Yeah.
So you just, you know, you're one of those, and you know, I think I have been too, that until you get so committed to the pathway you're supposed to be on and you get so involved with manifesting the spiritual promises that you made to the universe before you came in this lifetime, once you're into that and they're manifesting and they're starting to unfold, then the universe will say, okay, no way they can back out of it now. Let's give them the soulmate. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, you'll just get so soaked up with the gushy stuff that you'll forget that you have a purpose here.
Well, I do tend to do that, even though I'm very committed to my spiritual side. It's my life, but I get what you're saying. Jeepers, I hope you're incorrect about the one now, and maybe I just need to, you know, do what I need to do, but that, I guess, we'll just see what happens.
Yeah, the one that you're focusing on right now mm-hmm. is not the one I'm seeing here. So there's somebody else out there coming in.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Keep working.
All right.
Bye-bye now.
Bye, brother.
Okay, Lenise, third time's the charm.
Okay. I'm back. Yeah, I was just wanting to know what do you see for us as far as this lifetime?
As I said, I think there is a possibility here, but I don't think you should push it. I don't think you should rock the boat. And because he is so much more in doubt than, you know, he's more confused than you are. He doesn't have the same spirituality within him. So mm-hmm. it's important to not try to push and try to just, you know, stand back and just let things happen. And if magic is meant to happen, magic will happen. And at the very least, you've got a great friend.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm not pushing anything. Do you have any messages for me from the other side?
The only thing that keeps coming through is patience. It's really important for you to exercise and to focus on and you know, patience is the last thing in the world any of us want to work on. But it feels here as though patience is something that you're going to be working on and that as things open up, things will flow a lot faster, more rapidly for you. But stop trying to analyze and stop trying to project. Just allow and embrace what comes your way and you're going to be in much better shape. Okay. Oh, I lost Lenise again. Holy cow. all righty. Chuika, is that how I say your name?
Chuika, yeah.
Hi, how can I help today?
Hi. I just wanted to see, just to get like a basic reading, if you feel anything I should know or offer me.
Sure. I would say this year is a year in which there's a lot of creative energy flowing through you, and it's really important for you to understand that that creativity is very important for you to allow to take place within your life now. No matter how creative you are right now, I would say that expanding your creative stuff and allowing yourself to get into more and more things that are exciting for you is really, really important. Communication is important, letting people know how you feel and letting yourself sort of go with the crazy ideas you have and don't you know, so long as they're legal and you know, just you know, if something calls to you, answer it, investigate it and try to apply it and incorporate it into your life. You do have a sense here of the only thing that's standing in your way is you and sort of try not to try going with the flow instead of trying to figure out where you think you should be and pushing yourself there, because I think when we do that, we're always wrong. No matter how evolved we are, we're always wrong. So just as the doors open, step through them, try things on. And it does feel as though as you get into the month of June, there are fresh starts, new beginnings. There's a lot of stuff opening up for you. May is a time where you're really doing a lot of taking stock and analyzing and stuff like that there. So as you move into the summertime, it feels as though you've got the law of karma coming in here in July, and it does feel as though you're balancing the scales, and there's going to be a time frame where you're really sort of feeling the scales, actually balancing as you give and people give to you. There's a sense of feeling a new balance within your life. August is a time where you need to speak your truth, where you need to really let people know where you stand. And it's really important that you understand that if you don't tell people how you feel about things, you set them up to disappoint you. So you sabotage relationships by not being honest and, you know, don't be so blunt, it's embarrassing, and don't be so blunt that you hurt people's feelings, but do let people know where you stand and those things that are important for you to, you know, to even down to things like if somebody says, do you want to go out to eat, and you say yes, and they say, where do you want to go, and you don't say, I don't care, you do care, and if it's a matter of if it's a matter of the movies, you know, yeah, I'd like to go to, what do you want to see? I don't care. Yes, you do. You care.
Yeah.
Say how, you know, speak your mind, speak your heart, and let other people know where they stand, because that way you don't sabotage friendships or relationships or any of that good stuff. There's a sense here as you come into the fall time frame. Here's where I see you expanding yourself. Here's where I see the element here of intellectually expanding a lot of the stuff in your life and moving into new aspects and areas of. I almost want to send you back to school. It's kind of like it feels like you haven't finished your education on many different levels, and it could just be the School of Hard Knocks or it could be workshops, but I'm feeling books around you. I'm feeling the need to go back to the books and, you know, pulling information and insight from them and applying it to your own wisdoms, to your own knowledge that you've carried through time. There is a sense here, October, November, of you know, a tremendous transformational energy going on here of initiating yourself to a higher understanding and awareness of your the reason that you're here and part of the purpose of this lifetime. We never know the total purpose. I mean, that would be stupid because that would, you know, take away the point of actually being here. But but it does feel as though you kind of have a better understanding of where the flow is taking you, and it feels as though it's a gentler, happier type of a ride for you. By the time you get to December, you've created new foundations. You've opened yourself up to a greater understanding of the philosophies that you carry within you, and it does feel as though you're sort of spreading your wings. you know, don't go jumping off tall buildings, but it does feel as though December is the time where you're basically opening yourself up. You're beginning to allow yourself to soar. You're like a butterfly coming out of a chrysalis, and it's like you're coming out of the closet, so to speak. Not sexually, but spiritually speaking here. Again, New Balance, as you get into the January time frame, it does feel as though things are flowing better. Life has a better flow of energy. There's a peaceful feeling here, as though things are flowing more easily for you and you're not having to hit your head against a brick wall the way you used to. It's also a time where there's a lot of healing energy around you. It's almost as though you're letting go of a lot of emotional garbage, and you know, we all have it, and we all go through periods of time where, you know, we have to just back off and allow ourselves to detoxify from what's going on in our lives. And here's there's a sense here of detoxing, of letting go of stuff, of moving into new directions, and it's almost as though you've been very hard on yourself, and you finally are realizing that you don't need to be quite so hard, because nobody else is that hard on you. And I just think that your creative energy is profound, and it's almost as though some people possibly have been not giving you the encouragement that you really deserve about your creative stuff. And so there's a little bit of a doubt that's been planted in your head. And I do feel that this is a time where you know, and it's the important thing is that whatever you do of a creative nature, so long as you're having a good time with it, so long as you feel good about it and with it, then you shouldn't care what anybody says. Frankly, you know, I paint, and if people don't like what I've painted, that's too bad, because I've had fun. I like singing. I don't have a voice. But you know, celebrate yourself, and don't let people beat you down, because you have a gift, and you know, possibly you just haven't been trying to present it to the correct audience.
That's right. I am going through, like, right now, emotional part. I started getting anxieties this last year, and I was thinking about going back to school, but I wasn't sure. I was coming from my ancestors were shamans, so I was thinking about going to school for either healing or mediumship, but I wasn't sure yet still.
Mediumship is something that you either have or you don't have. It can't be taught. It can be polished. It can be evolved. But mediumship is something that really, you know, usually comes through on its own when its time is right. It's not something that you can actually go to class for.
So okay.
I would say a class of spiritual development, absolutely great. Anything that helps you work on your intuition, absolutely fabulous. Reiki, level 1, 2, and 3, fabulous stuff. I mean, all of that opens you, and then you can, you know, if you're meant to be a medium, then spirits come through. There's no way you can be taught to be a medium.
Okay.
So that, you know, it's, you can take a class, but unless it's there, there's nothing you can do about it. And it feels to me as though you have some other areas that you might want to work on first before you tried to pull spirits through from the other side. They'll either come or they don't.
I dream about them, but it's just sometimes I don't get it all the way.
Well, you know, I think that this is something that's probably starting, and that what you need to do is work on your own spiritual development. And the more understanding you are, the more spiritual insight that you gain in yourself, the easier it is for spirits to come through. But you don't do it because you want spirits to come through. You do it because you're working on your own spirituality. The mediumship is something that happens on the side when you've done a lot of work on yourself. And that's, I think, what so many people don't realize, that being a psychic, being a channeler, being a reader, being a medium, none of the really good, any of those, really sat down one day and said, I'm going to be a psychic or a medium or a channeler. Usually they were working on their own energy, on their own lives. And in doing so, this gift came forward. You can't drag it forward. You can embrace it when it opens to you, but you can't make it happen.
Okay.
So I mean, I'm not saying that you're not. I'm just saying that if it's meant to happen, it'll happen naturally, and any work you do on trying to make it happen will probably make it more difficult for spirits to actually be able to come through.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. Because it's something that you have to relax into. It's something that you have to embrace. And if you think you know, no one can teach someone to be a medium. It can't be done. It just cannot be done. They can give you a whole bunch of crap, and they can collect a lot of money from you, but the reality is the bottom line at the very end of one, that whatever class it is, they will say to you when the time is right, it will happen. And I can say that to you right now, and you won't, I can save you a lot of money. If it's meant to be, it happens. It just happens naturally. It's something that you can't make happen. It has to happen because you have worked so hard on yourself and how you impact your reality and how you touch other people's lives and other people, that the spirits are drawn to you, and they do not
get
drawn.
Well, they told me I had went to. Because I was getting like a lot of dreams of people that passed on,
mm-hmm.
and they had told me that, and I had knew that somebody in my family that they were shamans before, a long time ago. So, and when I had went, they had told me that that I know I was a medium, and that I was a healer. So that's why I was trying to like meditate and stuff, but I just.
Yeah,
but
the only way you open to those gifts is by working on yourself spiritually.
Oh, okay. I didn't think about that.
You cannot try to make those gifts come before your spirit is ready for them.
Yeah, I understand.
And you know, do you have the potential inside of yourself? Most probably, but until you're ready. They won't open to you. They really won't.
Yeah.
It's like you've got a trunk of gold, and there's no way to break into it unless you become the key. And if you become the key, it opens to you, and you have access to it. But you have to be the key. Nobody can give you.
Besides that, it would be like too much medicine in a way, huh? I get what you're saying.
So that it does work. And, you know, you just have to put, you know, the work into developing yourself. And when you do that, then everything else opens for you. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, thanks for calling today.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye-bye now. Okay, we have come to the end of our show yet again. I want to thank all of the callers. I want to thank everybody who has been, you know, the people who asked the amazing, amazing questions. I am, you know, so grateful for the questions so that the information can be put out there. And just want to thank all of the chat room who was here chatting all along. And chat room seemed to have had a very good time today. And I do thank you for your presence, for your energy, for your insight, and for your help, because without your energy, I can't draw on that energy and help other people. So thank you, guys. It's been fabulous, and I will definitely see you next Wednesday with John Nowinski and next Friday with James Luce and Past Lives. Blessings, everybody. Namaste.